Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Why not send out that tribal war cry to all those who got a chance to take part at the Trump protest at a public hall when he came to town to speak? And even though he was, you know, there and he spoke, I know he has to realize everybody doesn't love me, because it seemed like what kept a lot of other folks from going down there is so many people were out at the hip-hop workshop and other activities on Saturday. It made a difference. But anyway, it was that tribal war cry that we started out with, and I'm going to get to the phone lines very shortly because I see a 216-400, 216-820, and a 216-333. So I want to welcome everybody to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 18. All those who are online at Lake City Radio on blogtalk.com, feel free to dial in 646-478-0944. Hey, if you ever have any music, anything to send in, you can always send it through to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And that M period, A period, N period to Man in the Street, the abbreviation acronym is Music Activism News. Now, I'm giving you three quick disclaimers before we start everything. Disclaimer number one, you get information on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for all of the info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, All you have to do is just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. Now, music and entertainment, let me give it to you, the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because if I don't do it, I will probably forget to do so. Number 10, C-Rock from the Block. He's debuting. I'll tell you why in just a little while. Number 9, debuting, Black House Sounds Open Mic is back in the picture. More on that in just a little while. Moving up to number 8 is Black Odyssey. Number 7, something's coming up on May 12th, the Black House Sound Reunion. Wow, it's like Mother Africa. Words of power. How can you have a Mother's Day, you know, without thinking about Mother Africa? More on that in just a little while. Number 6, the debut of Mother's Day Oppressed People's Nation Style. More on that in a little while. Number 4, going from 6 to 5 is debuting Survivors, Victims of Violence Tour. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, Cavs Watch Parties and Activities. Number 3, moving up, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, debuting. It was an open street, Troy Avenue activity the past Saturday. And number 1, debuting Souls to the Polls. More on that in just a little while. Before I go to the first phone caller, I do want to get a couple of things out of the way and let people know that, hey, if you choose to, you can always check out Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook. And on YouTube under Joseph Motley Jr. You can also check out the Black House Sounds Open Mic, which is on Facebook. Your Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. Also let you know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on VoiceOfRadio.com, which is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And let you all know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd, St. Clair Intersection, and Euclid Avenue, the number 1, number 37, and number 28 buses do roll by. And last but not least, why don't I let you all know that the Facebook, the Blog Talk, D. Gambit Radio, or you can check out OPN Radio, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Monday on We Up Radio. So with that being said, we're going to check and see what's going on with this first phone caller, 216-400. 216-400. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm going to tell you that I thought the workshop was very outstanding because we didn't have as large a crowd as we normally, because so much going on downtown. Let's just say the president was down and they're demonstrating against him. We know that. But lady, Yamaya, they really missed out on that. That child has a beautiful voice. She's been blessed. And I'm hoping we can get her. And I'm sure she'll return again to sing. And thank you the Imperial Women. Oh, didn't they march today?
Actually, they did. Yes, they did. As a matter of fact, I do believe something happened last night as well as today. So you have it right. I'll at least do my best to get into that for you since you asked.
All right. Thank you. Keep up the good work,
No
sir.
Problem. Hey, I'll do my very best, and I thank you also. What I'm going to do before I go to the 216-20 and the 216-333, I just want to at least say that today, this evening, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Brown Report, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, even the African American Museum, Inner City Republican Movement, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, they were on Imperial Avenue today at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time because Mother Bray, she was the mother of Crystal Dozier, who was the first victim of Anthony Sowell in 2007. Crystal left 6 children, 11 grandchildren behind. But Judge First might remove her from the case that was built around, well, Anthony Sowell. I almost called him a few names, but I'm trying to keep myself rated PG. Now, she would be the only one removed from the case, and it could possibly cripple the grounds on which he was found guilty in some cases just because she was missing in 2007. Insanity. They felt that, hey, she should have been missing in 2008 along with some of the others who ended up. I don't know, but all I can say is right now, that is why the Imperial Women Coalition was there. The Brown Report, they're doing stories around it. I believe Donna Walker Brown did the Facebook Live. ClevelandUrbanNews.com will keep you up to date. You know, certain things I hear, I don't know what to say, except I feel like Ron Simmons, you know, from the old WWE to WWF days, all I can say is damn. I do want to also follow that and piggyback on that and say that yesterday was the 5th anniversary of the rescue of Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, Michelle Knight on Seymour Avenue, where Pure Women's Coalition, International Women's March, Greater Cleveland Immigrants Network, Badass Teachers, Black Man's Army, National Action Network, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Brown Report Newspaper, Laura Cowan, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, the Carl Stokes Brigade, James Jerome Bell for State Rep, Kerry Howard for Judge, Peace in the Hood, Patrice Brown for House District 12, Cuyahoga County League of Democratic Women Voters. Now, Man in the Street spoke, and I pointed out that after talking to Kimberly F. Brown, I was upset with the fact that Seymour Avenue and all Westsiders should get on this new councilwoman if she doesn't get rid of that jungle on the memorial lot that was built to honor the rescue and the miracle. We must hold Jasmine Santana accountable, just like Imperial Avenue, I believe, Ken Johnson, Ward 4, who allowed the memorial to look like trash after activists led by the Brown Report, Kimberly F. Brown. We cleaned it up for over 11 weeks in the city of Cleveland. And, of course, Ward 6, the councilman Blaine Griffin said, if we trespass, they put signs up while making the memorial to the 11 black queens, we could be jailed. Now, it's very interesting that as of today and even yesterday, we all knew it. The area Pure Women looks like Wild Kingdom without Mutual Omaha or Rest in Peace Marlon Perkins around it. I'm off my 11-foot stepladder and soapbox on this subject. I am going to say that I'm looking forward to a few things coming up just because, hey, let me get myself to at least look at something nice that might be coming up. And I do want to at least say that, you know, Saturday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, May the 12th. Wow, you could, if you choose to, Facebook Black House Sound Reunion, Mother Africa Words of Power, where people in leadership at Crystal Towers, 16,000 Terrace Road, off Noble, reached out to Black House Sounds to hold an event for the people. Black House Sounds is definitely having this type of free event, a reunion show featuring DNA, Rico, Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley Jr., Hurricane Bang. You can purchase at least number one, volume one of CCR's greatest hits. Man in the Street will feature some of, at least some of my peers that I like, new talent. This Mother's Day tribute to Mother Africa with guest Major Taps, Almighty FX, Big Stone, The Butcher, Black Wealth Music Group, The Actual Tennis, and much more. But I'm going to stop because when I go to the phone line, probably somebody wants to get on my case and say, hey, man, enough with Africa. Should have listened to what Kanye was saying. I'm going to 216-820, 216-820, you're on. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing there, Mr. Porter?
Mr. Porter is doing excellent. What's going on with you?
Well, so am I. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound, to remind everyone of what Mr. Porter had just told you. Yes, this Saturday, May the 12th, 2018, from 7 to 11, you know, Black House Sound's reunion will be there at Crystal Towers at 16,000. Also, the day before that, we will be having Black House Sound open mic where Friends and Fellowship Church, We're at 17325 Euclid Avenue. That is on the corner of London and Euclid at the Chandler Park Building, Suite 2190. Bring your friends and family. Do not go look for a babysitter. Bring them with you. It's an event for everyone. Free food and a lot of fun and a lot of live entertainment. And I tell you right now, I've been blessed to be the host with the most. And I tell you right now, all the mother haters can get ghosts because Mr. Powers is on the roll and Mr. Powers is loving what he is doing. You know what I'm saying? And I also want to give a real big shout out to my partner, Mr. Motley, who is constantly working hard every day to make sure that Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music like we always do. And I want to let everyone know to go to YouTube to Joseph Motley Jr. for the latest songs and videos as well. So with that being said, don't forget, Black House Sound has a 2-day show this week. May 11th,
wow.
Open mic, 17325 Euclid Avenue. Once again, Chandler Park Building, Suite 2190. That's on the corner of London and Euclid. Then next, you have the Black House Sound Reunion Show, Saturday, May 12th, from 7 to 11. On May 11th, though, at the open mic, if I accidentally pulled an Adam Lee on you guys, you know what I'm saying? Please forgive me for that. The time frame is from 7 to 9, so please come on out and enjoy yourself. Much love to everyone in Black House Sound, and like I said before, and I'll say it again loud and proud, Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. I'm about
Cleveland
to get
music.
Some grub. One love to everyone.
Appreciate you. Peace. And I can appreciate all of that. And before I go to the other phone callers, the 216-333 and the 216-209, I want to say that the Hip Hop Workshop for the past Saturday, episode number 191, did happen. I will not say that I showed a good portion of the film Black Panther for the simple fact you're not going to get me any trouble with the studios. Anyway, we also had I'm a Porter in the house, Mr. Ronnie B. Unforgiven, DJ Dollar Rock. Yeah, he was challenged to mix in some Michael Jackson from Off the Wall. Came through pretty well. He did choose to do a Craig Mack tribute. Also, HJS had stopped through. We also had Mr. Man, Jeff the Activist from the Litterbugs, who announced that I'll be helping with a conference coming up in November, which ought to be very interesting. We had Amaya. Her father and family was there also. Aaron Handy, well, actually, let's tell the truth, WE Entertainment was there. We had Facebook Live from Fred Barkley, Lars Collins, Robert, and as well as Kim, Marvin, Perry, Bradley. I want to also give a shout out to the Black Studies Department. Prester Pickett came through. We had Brick House Wellness, who came through to talk about, hey, living life and being healthier. And the next thing I know, Dolores Gray had me up there. I did 3 different song sessions of Zumba, and I still do not feel that much better. We had Mr. Powers there for Black House Sounds, as well as Joseph Motley Jr., the founder, Dontez Taylor, Steve LaPero, and Joanna's birthday, Lady Dove, LB, Larry Gardner from Headlines and Headaches. A couple other names I'll get to shortly. Mike Goldstein promoting his wife. Remember to vote for Beverly Goldstein. Of course, she's running against Marsha Fudge. Takes a lot of heart to even do that. You have Minister Gwendolyn Pitts, Big Stone the Butcher, as well as Jay, me, Pete, and Major Taps, Almighty FX. And I just want to say that a couple of people whose tributes were given to Elder Goodrum of the National Action Network, and of course a tribute to Silver BB, well, you know, for the Entertainment Royalty Roundtable. We kicked a lot of knowledge, gave away snacks, raisins, apples, CDs, jewelry, and since Brother Joe came, support artists, scouted artists for what's coming up this coming week, don't let him know. Going to keep this under a hat, but he will probably get a flyer to be recognized at the next hip-hop workshop. this special guest. And also, I do believe we'll have a flyer to represent the host with the most, Mr. Powers, as well. Just don't tell him. I don't want them to know about that. Yes, he might want to introduce some of his favorite artists. Just don't let them know, please, because some of y'all talk too much and will tell everything. Before I go to the 216-333 number that is waiting very patiently, I will put out that the OPN, Earn Smith, Cleveland's Vice President, City Council, presents a Mother's Day celebration hosted by Miss Ashley and Trish, music by Big Squeeze, that Saturday, May the 12th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the East Cleveland Martin Luther King Civic Center at 14801 Shaw Avenue, 44112. You can bring mom and family for fun, music, testimonies, light refreshments, and celebration. You can call Ashley at 1-419-908-1665 or Councilman Smith at 216-925-0957. And also, on the same vein, OPN Solutions was held last Friday. Next one is Friday, May the 18th, because it happens biweekly. 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, as Joe Motley Jr. gave a report on Boys to Men, Black House Sounds Open Mic. Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, Ernest Smith, gave a Ward 3 and City Council report. Jay Lee gave an OPN Clean Up the Community of Debris and Trash report. Man in the Street, as co-chair of Solutions, gave the Black on Black Crime Incorporated report. And the special guest was Flowmasters Milligrand, who came through with some thoughts on his own. And I also want to throw out there real quick before I go to the phone line, only take less than a minute, that this Saturday, Survivors of Violence 3 concert will have a 6 p.m. concert with Brave Williams from Baltimore, Empires, London, Arrington, Rude Boys, J.J. Cicero, CGS, and Sir Knock, and a few others. Now, at 4 p.m., there'll be a conference with Laura Cowan, Man in the Street, probably have to have a representative in for that one, Khalid Samad, Aliana DeFries Foundation, at The Lion. 15716 Broadway Avenue, Maple Heights, Ohio, at the Mapletown Plaza. For more information, you can call 213-797-0126. So now, I guess I will go to see what's going on with the 216-333 phone number. You've been very patient. Then again, you're probably telling me that, hey, wait a minute. I'm talking about Mother's Day, but I need to talk about Father's Day. I'm coming to 216-333. How are you doing out there?
Mr. Alfred E. Porter, I hear you're looking for me. I saw you downtown. I saw you downtown today.
Oh. Yes,
no, I'm not calling up to shout at you. I'm calling up just to say hello. It's a good thing what went on there downtown today. So
right.
This is Peter Corrigan.
You know something? I want you to explain to the people and all the people listening, I'll say international, worldwide, who is Peter Corrigan?
Well, that's me. And that's all. No, I grew up in Cleveland. And I went off to school, got my college degree, got a physics degree, and then I worked as an engineer at a company called Victorina, a company called Picker, and then I went up and got my MBA at Case Western Reserve, and went and worked for a transportation company working on diesel components for trucks, and kind of worked my way through engineering and sales and operations, and became the chief operating officer, and that was my background, and you know we brought the company back from a bankruptcy, and I managed our businesses pretty much all over the world, and then we sold it. And now I'm just out kicking, not really doing much. I'm teaching, and now I'm a candidate for Cuyahoga County Executive. And I had some talks with some people.
Wow.
Yeah, I had some talks with some people, and you know, initially they some of these guys recruited me to run because there wasn't a candidate on the R side. So you know, I said okay, and I looked at it, and as I got into it more and more, there are some serious issues, and the biggest one of all being what you're talking about here. So I'm real concerned about what's happening on that side, and you know, hey, 6 months ago I wasn't involved, and now I'm starting to pay a lot of attention to it. So I thought what went on today was a real good thing.
Hey, I'm glad you said that because, you know, actually, I am noticing that nobody hung up yet on the phone line, so that's a beautiful thing. And I'm going to piggyback on what you just said because after last week's meeting with Armand Budish, the county executive, today, meeting with Yvonne Conwell, chair of Cuyahoga County's Health and Human Services, to reach concerns as the Anade Sleepover Committee co-chair, Donna Walker Brown, Art McCoyer from Black Man's Army, Black Crown Incorporated, Brenda Jacobs, Black Lives Matter, Angela White Davis. They went inside, and once done, they came out, and myself, I had the photo of Anade Garrett Sleepover. I had a photo, or I should say a portrait of Anade Garrett, Jordan Rodriguez, Tanasia McCloud, for the press conference that happened. And so that my thing is, you were there, and I'm going to ask if people want to see you at least get elected or at least be able to be in the running to be elected with your message, how can they make sure that you and votes will be counted for you?
Well, right now I'm a write-in candidate tomorrow on the R ballot. There's a Armand Budish is running unopposed in November unless I get enough signatures tomorrow. It's 50 signatures, and it's just a write-in for County Executive Peter J. Corrigan. If that happens, then I'm on the ballot, you know, against Armand Budish. And I think to take a, you know, serious accounting what's going on in child services. You know, I know they got a blue ribbon panel and all this other stuff. I just, you know, there's people that know what's going on. I don't know if convening a review panel or something like that is really, I think it's baser than that. I think people got to get into it. I think the people in charge got to get right into it, find out right away what's going on and not wait for some discussion about it. So, you know, that's kind of what I did for my career, just kind of dive into it, grab a wrench and go try to fix it. So I'm interested. I'm really, really concerned that the single most important thing that the county does is look after kids. And if there's this much fall off, it's not good.
Hey, I hear you. And since you just gave all of that, I'm going to give you 2 minutes or less to push why it's time for Peter J. Corrigan.
I probably don't need 2 minutes. I had a you know, I gave you enough of background. I did manage a lot of people. So the county and its 7,000 plus employees, 2,800 employees, and really dividing up the work, making sure everybody knows what they're responsible for, what the direction the county's going. I think that's the first step. The first step for child services is to figure out what's being done, what's happening. Then it's to figure out who's doing what or who's not doing what, and then it's to take action, address it. I heard there's a big issue with turnover. We have social workers. We have caseworkers, not social workers. I think Donna made a pretty serious and good point about that. You know, if that's what we got to do, maybe we ought to revamp that department and figure out how we can get better results out of it. So, you know, I'm more a mechanic than anything. I just like to fix things. So, it's something I like to take on. I'd like to see if we can do better. Yeah, and not just do better. I mean, why don't we make it a really good agency? Why don't we make it a stellar agency? And we're spending money on it. Why don't we do something like that? So, you know, I have it in my mind. There's a lot of things that need to get addressed in the county. There's a lot of good people in the county. I think somebody mentioned Yvonne Conwell before, and she, you know, she's the other side of the aisle from me. But I hear from a lot of people she's a real good rep. And hey, I'm all for somebody like that. Somebody that's somebody's all about Cleveland. I'm all about them too. So I look forward to doing this. It's a big uphill to climb. There's a lot more Dems than Republicans in the county, but you know, hey, if I get in there, maybe it's some balance to some of the stuff's been going on.
I can appreciate that. And again, how can people spell your name?
Well, I teach my family first because it's right, and I guess it's Corrigan.
Got you.
I appreciate
got you.
It, Alfred. Appreciate
it. No problem. I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to see how this particular race will continue to go, and we look forward to hearing from you as things progress. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, God bless you. You're doing the Lord's work. Please please keep getting the message out. Somebody's got to stand up for these kids. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, and definitely as he goes back and holds the line, I want to definitely say once again that you are listening to Al Porter Band in the Streets as Music, Activism, and News. I want to point out while I can that you can check out a couple of programs such as the Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. Kit and Angelica, that's Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. MC Chill Radio, that airs Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at WERU 1490 AM or www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, if you're checking out the web, go to blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Before I go to the next phone caller, wow, some of what was just talked about, like today, press release, there were findings and recommendations, but some of the findings were, to just echo what was said, the Jane Edna Hunter Social Services Agency neglected to follow and implement the very model adopted in 2012's Family to Family by Annie E. Casey Foundation. And the Jane Edna Hunter Social Services Agency use case specialists who individuals with four-year degrees, not in social services, along with 12 weeks of in-house training instead of licensed social workers. So that's a couple of things. And then Jane Edna Hunter Social Services Agency neglected or refused to invite Anaya Day Garrett's father to a team decision-making meeting after he filed complaints with them related to Anaya's safety with her mother in December 2017. And also, the interesting thing is that Tanasia McCloud, March 22nd, 2017, Jordan Rodriguez, December 19th, 2017, and Anaya Day Garrett, March 11th, 2018, were three preventable homicides due to undertrained case specialists investigators, heavy caseload, and failure to follow family-to-family team decision-making protocol related to meetings, which are facilitated by highly trained and skilled public agency staff, typically former frontline social workers whose primary job is team decision-making. So, you know, some of the recommendations that Yvonne Conwell seems so far to look at in favor, the recommendations that came in today from our group, which was the family-to-family model remain in place in full effect for Cuyahoga County's Division of Children and Family Services, that Cuyahoga County Council Health and Human Services Committee hold three hearings a year to hear the testimonies of families with the CFS system and the challenges that they face. The Cuyahoga County Council Health and Human Services Committee have monthly reports from the CFS system updating people of the outcomes and challenges within the system. Right now, the sticking point is all cases of abuse and neglected children be assigned to licensed social workers. Direct assigned staff involved with a Anaya Day Garrett case be terminated. Facilitator, supervisor, social worker, and or case specialist, free counseling sessions for up to 5 years to be offered to immediate family members of Tanasia McCloud, Jordan Rodriguez, Anaya Day Garrett, and the definition of imminent danger to be amended, presence of finding physical harm related to child abuse and neglect, which requires immediate removal of the child in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, to prevent any further damage. So with that being said, I'm going to go to 216-209 because they're probably going to tell me, man, you just spent too much time talking about children. So anyway, 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. And now we on the subject
about... Hey,
what's
happening with you?
Oh, man. Everything's good. And I just want to start with... since you left off with the children, I want to start with the children. The other day, it was a young man, and he had walked up on me and asked me, he said, you know, hey, I see you around town with the video camera. Hey, I even seen you in a few videos. What are you doing for the youth? And I got into a little deeper conversation with him to let him know that the best of the best showcase competition that I do, it's about the youth. It's about the people who don't know and can't access. This is one of the reasons why I do what I do, and one of the reasons why I give back, because when I started, I didn't know all the things that I know now. I had to be taught, and some people had to guide me along the way with them. And
wow.
One of the reasons why I went there about the youth tonight is because there's so many things that we do as human beings. We don't realize that the youth is constantly watching, constantly watching, constantly trying to learn. Even when they say, F us, I don't like you, I can't stand you, they still trying to learn. Because what greater example to teach is someone who came before you. And I'm saying these things because so many people out here that this our age and older that's not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And if that is you, I think you need to check the real reality that you're living in and correct. I want to send a special shout out to a lot of people this evening. Goldie, Key Cash to be the few of the exact, Bizarre Native, a lot of people that I've worked with throughout the years with the showcase and things, because the reason why I mention those people, because they're having some success now. And Key Cash next video is going to be called Keys to the City. That's the first I announced that and announced what was going on.
Nice.
So you might be able to catch a snippet on her page. Shout out to my partner in crime, Lethal, from Black Odyssey, because we still have a lot that we're going to drop this year as well. So just stay tuned. Be on the lookout. We're really not giving no set dates, because when we do it, we just do it and we drop it. I want to thank everybody who called into this station. Thank you, Al, for your thoughtless, countless works that you do every day. And, you know, it will not be televised, but it will be recognized. So I just got to say that. Everything that people do sometimes may not be televised, but it will be recognized by the real. So I'm John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know, y'all have a great night. And I'm going to log in and sit with this show, because I got to put this phone on charge.
I got you. I appreciate the phone call, for real.
It's no problem, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is, everything is going all right so far the way it's supposed to be, so let's see. I'm trying to figure out, where was I 5 years ago on the anniversary of the Seymour Avenue rescue? And I can say that it was 5 years ago, because in 2013, area, it was like May 6th was on a Monday. Myself, Major Taps, we were going to EMAX to do the Monday Night Man in the Street. Well, we heard it on the radio, and what did we hear? We heard the announcement. We were looking at each other like, I know they kid. They not saying that. Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus. It was an exciting announcement. I remember Art McCoy calling me. I remember Major Taps' mom called him. I remember him letting her know, hey, I'm going to try to go down there and see what's going on. I remember Mama Porter calling me, Judy Martin calling me. Now, even the ex-fiance called me, but she wasn't an ex then, but just go with me here. Anyway, I did my show alongside Major Taps on Seymour, because we had called EMAX and said, hey, you might not be able to do a show. He said, like, hell, call in from the scene. And he handled the show from his studio. I called in. I remember watching Art McCoy beat Charles Ramsey. There was a lot of Latinos in the back of the yard. They said, hey, we only want him because we recognize him. They invited Art back there by himself. A bunch of pit bulls and all that. I saw brother Charles Ramsey step out. I didn't realize what an important role he played until after getting back into the home front and watching things on TV. Hold on a second. I want to give an infamous shout-out. Brother Hayes, are you calling me from Matty B's Flowers on my personal phone line while I'm live on the air? Brother Hayes, you get that infamous shout-out. Where was I? I'm easily distracted. Okay. I remember, though, just being there watching Felix DeJesus come down the street off of West 25th back to Seymour, hugging everybody, and then a lot of us walked like a dang parade going down the street to Metro Hospital. That was a night that I'd never forget because I saw a miracle happen, a story which was suggested by Joseph Motley Jr. He produced a beat based on black-on-black crimes, real-life interactions on the Sheriff's CD. It was the second high-quality produced CD that was done, second single I remembered for the Lava Room. DNA was there, Mr. Powers, and the song. It was the second song, and it was very interesting because it played on Art McCoy's radio show, requested by Voice at Radio personnel. And most important to me that I can think of before I go to the next phone call is that the young ladies were alive. I'm going to that 216-702 phone number. They're probably telling me I'm spending too much time reminiscing. 216-702, how you doing?
What's up, Al? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. It's good that you call in because I got a chance to talk a little bit about what happened earlier. And believe it or not, I was on the phone. A lot of witnesses out there going to tune back into this program when I put out there that I was chopping it up and talking with the Peter J. Corrigan. Now, go ahead. What's on your mind, Sister Brown?
Well, brother, did you go over the findings and the recommendations that from the community regarding the night?
Yes, we did, but add something to it because I put your name in it, so I'm sure people will want to know what your thoughts are concerned in that.
Well, today was a great day for Anaya, Jordan, and Tanasia because we actually was able to meet with County Councilman Yvonne Conwell. We contacted her maybe a week ago on a Saturday. She got back with us by the Friday of the following day, and we had a meeting scheduled today. It lets you know what true democracy and what being an elected official is truly about, being a public servant and addressing the people who are your boss, which is the voters. And the meeting, we were able to sit down at the table, me, Art McCoy, Brenda Bickerstaff, Brenda Jacobs, which is a prophet, Angela Woodson, along with two of Yvonne Conwell and two of her staff. And we negotiated about making sure that there are some hearings after this here immediate situation. We wanted to make sure that there are three hearings a year, January, June, and December, where the county council can hear testimonies from families related to the child family service system and the challenges they face. And we also, we asked that the county council assign a liaison to this process so that the liaison will follow up with the families and the children family services to see what solutions, progress, outcomes were made. And we found out they actually have two liaisons already assigned to children family services. It's just now that they'll be getting
reports that we wanted to have, which would have been the Child Protective Oversight Evaluation, and they do that once a year. I felt that Yvonne, being the chair of Cuyahoga County Council's Health and Human Services, she needed to be CC'd on that report because Armand Buddhist, he got the report March of 2017 on the seventh day, and that means that Tanaja McLeod, which was her homicide, was March 22nd of 2017.
Ooh.
Jordan Rodriguez, which remains was found December 19th of 2017. And Anaya Day Garrett, which was the last baby, her homicide was March 11, 2018, and all three of them were preventable because at that point on March 7, 2017, it was noted from the Department of Children and Family Services that they were not able to achieve making sure that safety is first and foremost when it comes to children that are being abused or neglected. We were able to, where county council will get monthly reports from the child and family service system, updating them on outcomes and challenges in the system. And that same report will be used to report out to the community. So today was a good day for the people. Because
yes,
the day we took a stand, we negotiated, and when we left out of there, it was a successful meeting because the two demands that we came there, they were met. And, you know, it's always good to see an elected official outreach with the community be so positive. So I want to thank Art, and I want to thank you, brother, for being on the outside with the people while we're in the meeting, making sure that, you know, the media, you know, they were there to see us come out. I want to thank Minister Arthur Rutherford, who actually drew the picture of Anaya, Tanaja, and Jordan over the Jane Edna building. He's really, he told me originally he never drew a building. But it shows you when you persistent.
Wow.
Yeah, he told me he never drew a building. He was just a one portrait man. He'd never done a building and a portrait, you know, a person.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just wonderful to see my vision that I had. He was able to take it from a vision to bringing it to a portrait, which was a beautiful reality when we was able to display that portrait of the three of them over that Jane Edna building. And I want to thank Brenda Jacobs, Brenda Bickerstaff, Angela Woodson. I want to thank Angela Davis, Peter Corrigan, Brenda Carl Jacobs, who is Brenda's husband. I want to thank everybody. Oh, I want to thank Mr. Hayes for being there on the outside. You got you know, I really want to give a special thanks out to Anaya's dad, Michael Garrett, for being on deck and being there. Also, I want to thank the young man from Father's Matter who showed up to support.
Oh yeah,
it was just a wonderful day in the city of Cleveland, you know. As they say, we got one down for the children that was neglected and abused, and they gone, but they will never be forgotten.
Thank you very much. And do you know something? What I can see why you were able to talk so freely. You know what that is?
Why?
That way when they do a movie about your life, and you get up there for that acceptance speech, you'll be able to roll it off for everybody. Thank you, Downtown Donna Brown, the first female general of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the first field general for action. Thank you very much for that phone call.
Thank you, brother. Keep up the good work.
Oh, no problem, no problem. As a matter of fact, hey, I always do have to say and give a shout out. I saw the other number pop up. It looked like ribbons, wreaths, and things. Got to give a shout out to them. You can check that out on Facebook as well. And before I do anything else, I will take the time to just say that, hey, Art McCoy presents, hey, the best Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated fundraising idea that's come through in a while. The Apollo Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey, which starts Saturday, June the 2nd, 2018, 9 p.m., then Saturday, July 7th, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, and Saturday, August 4th at 9 p.m. inside the historic East Cleveland Theater, 14108 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Showcase for the best talent in the city. To register for tryouts, you can call 216-253-4070. You can also call 216-804-7462. Do not call at 216-804-7462. Phone number until this show ends, or you will be clowned. You can also deal with the registration fact. The first 15 acts selected. Tickets to come see the show, $10. VIP, $25. Certain vendors are welcome. You can call again at 216-253-4070. Or you can email jaden.mckoy@gmail.com. I'm pretty sure the Inner City Republican Movement, Field General Donald Walker Brown, Black Lives Matter, and a whole lot of others will be there. As a matter of fact, that evening, you should be able to look to see Black House Sounds, Emax Damage, HJS, Major Taps, Ronnie B. This is going to be something that is very, 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 hey, it's going to be remembered. I also want to throw out there that you can Facebook Camp YY. That's Camp Journey. Now, Camp Journey, they deal with academic special needs as well, youth. They even have, like, hip-hop classes. I believe Suave Gotti works with them also. ASAP, call at 216-624-6277. Horseback Riding Positive Organization with goals, mission statement. I got a chance to see the young people perform two workshops ago. So Camp Journey, Summer and Aftercare Enrichment, Using Media Arts to Motivate Urban Youth to Grow and Strive for World Greatness. That's the mission statement at 216-624-6277. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I think it is time. Always, you have to keep praying. I'm going to play some Black Odyssey real quick.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Yeah. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look? Ain't no love in this city. Plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying. And I'm gonna keep saying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Keep praying, I'm gonna keep praying. They say I'm too serious,
I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, we keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying. No matter what, love you, just keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
Yeah, I didn't want to really touch this one this evening. I was in a good attitude to a degree, looking forward to the Cavaliers making four in a row. But I'm going to pull out this 14-foot step ladder for this soapbox, you know, because Kanye, Kanye, Kanye. All right, first of all, Yeezus, okay, you gave your name that laugh. Okay, you gave yourself the name. Cool. And with Jay-Z, you know, you said you were like the heirs to the throne. Now let's make this clear. Bad news. Kanye does has his right to his opinion, freedom of speech, you know, get married interracially, do whatever he wants to do. Hey, any big-time Trump supporter recently is his right. And a few days after that, on TMZ, of all places, Kanye's whole quote, I don't want to give him half a quote. I want to at least go through everything so I'm not accused of picking something apart and just giving you a piece. His thing was, when you hear about slavery for 400 years, 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all. It's like we in mental prison. I like the word prison because slavery goes to direct to the idea of blacks. It's like slavery. Holocaust, Holocaust, Jews, slavery is blacks. So prison's something that unites us as one race, the human race. All right, end quote. Now, later in the TMZ broadcast, TMZ's own Lathan, a.k.a. I believe it's Van Lathan, said, I think what you're doing is absent in thought. There's fact and real-world consequence behind everything you just said. And while you're an artist making music, the rest of us in society have to deal with threats to our lives. Now, like I said, Kanye has the right to his opinion. He does. To feel and say whatever he wants. But, nigga, that's almost what I would expect for a white supremacist to say. And like partner of mine, DNA Alex, said, that was basically his quote, that it's almost what you would expect from white supremacy. Now, slavery was a choice, okay, a choice. Harriet Tubman made a choice to free slaves. Nat Turner, killed. Amistad, okay, choices. Most of us than them. We should have teamed up and took them out. If you're looking at it with that logic, and they have guns, whips, knives, dogs, and psychologically scarred and scared us because our wives were raped in front of us, family whipped, murdered in front of you, lynched. Wait. We did fight back many times and got murdered in front of people. Wait, more inmates behind bars than jailers. They make it a choice to stay, right? Tell them, come on out. Wait, Seymour Avenue, Gina, Amanda, Michelle, three girls against one Castro. Yep, they must have chose to stay. Wait, better let Billy Crystal, Adam Sandler say the Holocaust was a choice. But they wouldn't out of respect of their people's plight. They recognize what their people lost in the Holocaust. The whole race gets mad if black or anybody else would say, hey, our Holocaust was longer. Because the Jewish people realize they never forget. My thing, choice, does that mean the Las Vegas people deserve to get shot down because they ran. So that was their choice, right? I'll tell you what. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm going to play this because it came from a Cleveland artist. First, before even Daz Dillinger puts something out, Kanye West diss.
Hey, homie, you need a light? I got one right here.
I told them to play the exclusive.
Rock, internationally known.
This is exclusive.
Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Calling 911 to get you killed, nigga. Can't nobody save you from the block, cuz I'm like a hurricane, somebody getting fucked up. Kanye West, you the switch, nigga. A perfect example of Donald Trump's bitch, nigga. House niggas on the porch acting real white. Scared to fight a hood, nigga, cuz we will fight. Locked down all day in a jail cell. Incarcerated cuz a motherfucker tattletale. Inside my mind, I was plotting to send them all to hell. Turn off the lights, I'm in the dark and living very well. Out on bond, reappear like I never left. And when I touch down, prepare to meet your fucking death. Snitch niggas get caught when they least expect. Let me light your cigarette with my mouth. Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Tattletale around here, you getting killed, nigga. Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Tattletale around here, you getting killed, nigga. They get cool with you and watch your every move. Waiting for the perfect time so they can mimic you. Invade your household with a friendly smile. If you never saw the devil, well, you see him now. Laughing and giggling, acting like y'all blood brothers. Knowing y'all wasn't, so now he planting drugs on them. You should've saw it coming when you was making money. That's niggas downfall, always flaunting. Looking down on the next man.
And as I get ready to leave out, got a chance to play the preview of that one. Like I say, people can send in certain things, and I appreciate it. I'll have to hear the whole thing by next week, but I do want to let people know that if they choose to, they can also check out something else that's coming up. The St. Malachi Social Action Commission presents Brian Cassidy, Iraq War veteran. That'll be Sunday, May 27th, 2018 at 10:15 a.m. at St. Malachi's Hall, 2459 Washington Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, corner of West 25th Street and Detroit Avenue. Brian is an Iraq War veteran and member of Veterans for Peace, Iraq Veterans Against the War in Iraq and Afghanistan, Veterans of America, LAVA, LAVA. Brian will be sharing how his desire for peace relates to his time of service in the Iraq War. For more information, riccobene726@gmail.com. And I just want to go back to an earlier phone call that came in. If you are tired of some of the same old things from certain candidates and things like that, definitely look at not only the right to vote, but the right, meaning that you can choose somebody that you feel close to. And the reason that I say that is because sometimes if the same old name is getting you the same results year after year after year, not throwing any shade myself at Armand Budish, I'm just throwing out there the truth, then instead of sitting back and complaining, a real choice is when you have a choice to do something different. And a person who called in and gives you a maybe perhaps a different look at things, if you're sitting back saying, wait a minute, and you have free will, that's the difference between choice and being quote-unquote under bondage. The choice that we have now is you can go out there and do something different to make a change. So I just wanted to say that. Thank everybody who called in. Please support some of each other's events. And tomorrow, be in our area. Remember to go out and vote, cast the right vote, and then follow the people. My thing is, if I put in somebody like Peter J. Corrigan, that's half the battle. The other half is you're supposed to HTA, hold them accountable. follow through and make sure they're doing what they say, because you're their employer. And you are their employer. They're the employee. Remember that. Be blessed. Look out for each other. Peace.